diri dirinya. Tapi tadi.
Rasa kunjat, rasa asli.
करें वो दोनों एक है, किंतु रूप गोस्वामी के जाने के बाद में आकर रूप गोस्वामी
suffering always. Only to save from suffering By the help of Bhagavan, we can save ourselves from the suffering in life. What is suffering in life? What is suffering in life? Suffering in life is to enter in the family life, worldly life, material life. And from save from material life, save from family life, our Guru Maharaj and our Vaishnava came this material world to save these people and to take the nectar of Hari Bhajan. When the people will take the Hari Bhajan, then they will give up all this material winnings, material winnings. Our material winnings always take us to the suffering. So, we are the Ananda Vastu. Happy life. We must be always happy life. So, whoever is going to suffer. Because God, Bhagavan, Krishna, Hari, He is the Anandamaya Vastu. Ishvara Parma Krishna Satyadananda Vijayana. Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. So, we are the partners of the Supreme God, the Krishna. He is always in the Ananda. Krishna is always in the Ananda. Ananda is happy. And he is doing the happy. Play. He is always doing happy play. Nowadays, in this material world, we are happy to play. What play? Cricket, badminton, hockey, football. And singing very nice songs, we are getting happy. And enjoying this material world in every aspect. This is material happiness. This is material happiness. But we have to enjoy that supreme happiness. Supreme happiness is the main thing. This is Atma happy. Atma. Atma means soul. Soul happy is the main happy. And the nature body is happy. It's not permanent. It is always thinking. Thinking happy. Nature happy is always thinking happy. It's suffering happy, not pure happy. So you will have to get the pure happy. We must be happy, everyone. We must be happy. Because our Guruvara and Vaishnava came to make the people in this material world, whole world, to be happy. To be happy. Happy is the main thing. But how can I get happy? How can I get happy? To get happy. To get happy as the all people. My good God brother. You know, belong to Swami Maharaj, went to America, New York in 1965, and preached the holy name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, speaking to the whole world. You know it very well. From 1965 to 1977, 12 hours he continuously tried to make the people happy. So he success, not out his success, whole world. And after preaching, he came in Vrindavan and made there very nice temple. I was present at that time. I was a garden every day to Swami Maharaj. Every day I went by cycle from Mathura to Vrindavan, always gardening him. But very pleased with me. I'm very happy that he preaches the holy name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the holy world. And you know, 5 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Namaji, and he told that my name will be preached in the whole world, every door to door. I was saying to Swami Maharaj, that Maharaj, You are the only man. You are the only man to preach the holy name of the Supreme Lord and the Holy One. So you are nothing. You are nothing. So today is the holy day. Holy day, what do you mean? Happy day. You know, you are observing happy day. Why? 1st January. 1st January and 25 December. European citizens are observing happy day on 25th January and 1st January. You know, and today is a happy day for all of us. Vishakha day and Ashes day, both are the same for the Vaishnavas. So, we must be happy. We must be happy. And one thing I will say, last of all, I will say one thing, and I will finish my word. What is this? The young people, who may be European, American, Indian, or any caste or state, young people must be aloof from the inner affairs. Must be aloof from inner affairs. You who don't absorb my word, then you will be born in the Maya. Maya. Maya is a very strong, powerful. See, that is everyone. Even babies, even the old age also. 100 years old, man, you also enjoy the Maya. It is so, so powerful. So always be careful. Excuse me. Be careful always from Maya. What is Maya? Maya is the main of Maya in the sacred world, inner association. Always care. Be careful from inner association. I wrote this thing. I'm writing this thing every day to Europe. My devotees are there in the France, Germany, Holland, and Australia, and all these things I'm writing. And one night, God brother, you know, Saval Krishna Goswami, you are from my Lord's brother. I'm also writing to him. So he gave me that reply. I got that letter that you are the young man, you must start from the female affairs, female association, then you will be able to do Hari Bhajan. And the Hari Bhajan is the main object of human life. So if you don't observe the female affairs, unobserved female affairs, you can't be your life success in the Hari Bhajan. So, this is my last speech. He wrote me that you have written very important instructions to me. I am very glad to say I am thanking for it. He wrote me one letter and I said that letter. I have also replied that letter. So, today, the holy day, and my Nana and Mala are doing some important harikatha and all Vaishnavas will be sick, so I can't take more time. Please excuse me.
Hari Bol. I want to thank Sri Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj and all due respect to Srila Arani Maharaj and all the Asamo Vaishnavas who are inviting us to partake in this auspicious observance. I believe this is the 25th anniversary of the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Prabhu Maharaj, or as Srila Narayan Maharaj has said, the day of his entry into the lila of Radha Krishna. So Radharani is as a member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, as a disciple of Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is because of that identity as a disciple of our Prabhupada that we have been invited to partake. We are very glad to be part of this joint family of Gaudiya Vaishnava followers of Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakura. As Ranji Maharaj said, our spiritual master became the instrument to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world, fulfilling the prediction of Chaitanya Bhagavat that the Lord's name would be known in every town and village. So many thousands of Westerners were attracted to our spiritual master by his so many qualities, his complete conviction and dedication to Lord Krishna, and his dedication to his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakura. So from our spiritual master we learned about Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakura as Nisringa Guru, a very bold preacher, a very intimate devotee of Radha Krishna, and became very inspired to see him as our Param Guru, and to understand that our Prabhupada was motivated always by the wanting to please the spiritual master. And we learn from our spiritual master of the wonderful parampara of all the Vaishnavas coming in this line. So it is natural that we should come here today to honor Bhakti Pragya Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pragya Maharaj, because he is a representative of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Not only that, but from our point of view, he is a dear friend of our spiritual master, God brother, and he is a sannyas guru, and offered our spiritual master in this very holy place the sannyas danda and sannyas mantra, and encouraged our spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, to take sannyas please. And through this sympathetic succession, we have become very fortunate to get the association of the disciple of Srila Bhakti Prabhu Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj, who has been blessing us with discourse in such 50 days today, telling us the inner meaning of Kartik, the inner meaning of Krishna consciousness, which is very, very difficult to understand even by study of the scriptures and practicing Vaidhi Sadhan Bhakti for many, many years, many, many lifetimes. So it is natural that we want to join and honor his spiritual master, who is actually also our spiritual master, because the Guru is one coming down from Srila Vyasadeva. Therefore, in the spirit of the gathering that took place in 1968, shortly after the disappearance of Bhakti Pragya Maharaj, I refer to a gathering that took place in America, where our spiritual master gathered together his disciples, and he had them all sign a letter of appreciation. He wrote the shloka and spoke glorification of his sannyas guru. In that same mood, we are gathered today, and hope to continue to gather in this way to honor this great Vaishnava. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.